Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Detaching the ones who keep acting attached, it's a leech. I am no pastor, but actually preaching. Look up these lyrics and actually reach.
That was where all began. Had to put in work every day, we got it in. We chased all our dreams and now they can't believe it. We make it look easy.
Welcome to Season 4, Episode 1 of The Porch Podcast. It's your boy, B. Jones, a.k.a. Bolo, and you know when I'm pulling up to the porch. I can't pull up without my dog.
What's going on, y'all? It's your main man right here, Big Smitty, a.k.a. D-Nice. And you heard what Bolo just said. This is The Porch. Welcome. 2024, man. We in the building, man. It's my Kobe year. You know what I'm saying? It's our Kobe year, 2024, ooh, man. And you know, man, one of his famous quotes he had was, is job finished? Job not finished. And job ain't finished. Job ain't done yet, Bolo. We grew a lot last year. I know you saw the reel we put out, Porch Family, showing all the amazing guests we had. Shout out to all the amazing guests of 2023. But 2024?
Take it up.
Next level. Climbing that ladder, Bolo. And we can't
can
do
we
that.
Get much higher. Ooh. So high. So high.
Come on now.
And we can't climb without who?
G-O-D. You know we can't come onto the porch unless we thank the man above. We 10 toes down on God's green pastures, man. New year, new blessings, new goals. Hopefully y'all listen to this, man. Y'all thankful. Y'all made it to the new year, man. Welcome to another season of The Porch Podcast, baby.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And although we are on to new things, some things do stay the same. And that one thing that does stay the same is one of our sponsors, man, Bet Online, man. It's NFL playoff time right now. And man, the Ravens is rolling. They got a bye week for the wild card. The Niners got a bye week. The Eagles been struggling. They now in the wild card. So many amazing games, man. And I know for all my gamblers right here on the porch who's tuning in, I know y'all need a betting site. And the best site to go bet and make some money is betonline.ag, man. Use the promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, to get your promotion, 50% plus bonus. I know I'm going to be on there this weekend, but some big-time games, man. Why my coach didn't get a ball to Jonathan Taylor? It took him out the game, Bolo.
Warframe won, bro. My dog was averaging over 6 yards to carry, bro. He was vintage JT, too. That's what made me mad.
180.
It was vintage JT. And at that point, bro, if I want to translate this football game to basketball, bro,
talk to me.
At the end of the game, bro, you want to get a ball to Steph Curry, you want to get a ball to LeBron, you want to get a ball to your guys, man. You want to get a ball to your guys who have the hot hand, not a third string running back who's ice cold.
Come on, brother, cold. We putting the game in the hands of, first of all, Gardner Minshew, who had a good season, stepped up when Aaron 5 got hurt. Over-cheese. At the end of the day, just being real, I like Gardner, but just being real. Look at his history. We know Gardner's limited at the end of the day. I'm not putting the game on the line. I'm not putting it in his hands, number one. Number two, I damn for sure ain't putting it in the hands of a third-string running back. And shout out to Goodson, because I'm not even mad at him, honestly.
Bro.
It's really hard to be cold like that, but we play. You can't be cold and say, game's in your hands.
What? And the fans been giving him a hard time. And I agree. I think we speaking from frustrations because The game was so close. We had it literally like on the palm of our hands. Right. Look there. At me being an indie talking about us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I was there though. Like I was like excited. Like I was like in the moment. Like I wanted the Colts to really win that game because it was theirs to lose. But yeah, man, you can't put that on him, man. He was cold. Like, you know, it was a situation where the coaches put him in the game. You know, had he caught the ball, had he not caught the ball, I mean, I just think it was a bad play. You know what I mean? I think I definitely agree. Like, if he would have caught the ball, it would have been a first down.
Oh, yeah. So, like, so real quick for clarity, I don't think the play call was bad. I think the personnel was bad.
Correct.
Because, like, at the end of the day, one, it was a bad throw. Let's keep it real. It was short. It was behind him. Just had to turn around, reach down. But also, you get paid a lot of money. And we always say in football, if the ball touch your hands, you got to catch that thing, Bolo.
Gotta catch that motherfucker.
So he still should have caught it. But all I'm saying is, man, Jonathan Taylor, you got to be in the game. I know he had hurt his heel earlier in the game, but he came back in. He was running that entire drive. And real quick, I got to put a little bit of blame on JT, too. I love JT, amazing game. But you as a star player, you got to tell coach, nah, I'm staying in.
I'm not coming out.
I'm not coming out. Like, you are our best player. You got to say, I'm not coming out. And also, lastly, on that third down, if you guys remember that play, man, I feel like JT could have got the first down. He ran straight. He ran out of bounds. He has space. So I feel like he lowers his shoulder and just says, I'm falling forward.
He can fight for an extra yard.
I think he gets the first down. But I think he ran out of bounds because of his heel. You guys can tell I'm not over it yet. But shout out to the Texans. Shout out to CJ Stroud, man. Big fan of his. D'Amico Ryan, first year head coach. Great story. And we're going to dive into some more sports later. But
yeah, 1,000%, bro. And before we move on, I just want to say this about the Texans and the Colts. I think the Texans and the Colts are probably one of the most dangerous teams because they both overachieved this year.
Yes.
So them going into the playoffs, bro, they don't really have nothing to lose. You know what I'm saying? If the Colts would have played the Browns, or, you know, obviously the Texans are playing the Browns, the Texans are going in there on a high right now because they understand that, hey, we weren't even supposed to be here. We got a first-time head coach. We got a rookie quarterback. You know what I'm saying? We underachieved last year, and now we are in the playoffs. Like, let's go balls to the wall. So those are the dangerous teams you got to watch out for. So, and I definitely think the Colts would have been in that same position. But, you know, I think it's a lot of upside for the Colts, a lot of things to look forward to next year. So we'll see. We'll see what happens in the offseason.
Nah, most definitely, man. And the Texans are at home because the Jags lost, so they won the AFC South. So now Cleveland got to go there. So we shall see, man. But, I'm so excited today, though, Bolo, man, because we are bringing the people something fresh, something hot, something new for the new year, man. And shout out to you for coming up with such an incredible idea. You know what I mean? Bolo, hey, y'all, don't sleep on Bolo's creativity, man. This man always, he get in that gym, he be sweating and doing his curls, and I get a video out of nowhere. Some of that gym make your brain start going, don't it, Bolo?
Hey, the ideas get to flowing. I'm telling you, man. That's why I got to continue to get in the gym. Before we get into the next topic, though, hey, man, it's 2024. I know everybody got goals. Everybody got things they want to accomplish, man. I'm back in the gym right now. I'm feeling great. Obviously, a new year, it shouldn't change a lot. You should have been starting things before the new year. But, hey, it's okay to start fresh. It's okay to start something new, start with a clean slate, and get after it. So I'm excited, man. I'm on this health journey, man, and I'm going to continue to flow with this health journey. So if y'all rocking with this health journey, man, you know, make sure that y'all, you know, locked in, dialed in. It's okay to mess up. Just know you can always start over, man. And yeah, man, we gonna keep it moving, man. It's 2024, baby.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. I love it, man. The pre-game speech, the post-game speech, the positive vibes, the energy. Hey, y'all, Bolo used to give us the best pre-game speeches, by the way, back during football. So it don't surprise me that still today, he's now translated those football speeches to life lessons, man. That's what I'm talking
Big
about.
Big dog shit, man. That's why you my dog, bro. Give him my flowers, bro. That's what I'm saying, bro. That's why I love this dog, man. For real.
Love you too, my guy. Love you too, my guy. Men got to say that more. It's okay. You ain't soft. You a grown ass man. It's okay to say I love my brother. What you talking about, man? Now while we here and while we can say it.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on now.
All right. But anyway, man, I teased y'all enough. We got a brand new segment that my boy Bolo Band put together. Sponsored by Bet Online, man. It's called What's Your Response? We about to get spicy, man. Bolo, can you please explain briefly what this is? And then can we dive into our first scenario?
Yes, yes. So, Porsche family, me and my boy Big Smitty need some help, all right? So, this segment is called What's Your Response? So, this is where we'll get a real-life scenario from our friends or family, real-life people, real-life scenarios. And instead of us giving our advice on that specific scenario, we'll ask our guests or even the Porsche family to give their advice on that specific scenario. So, today, obviously, heading into 2024, we got to start fresh. And you know I got some tea, y'all. So this scenario, I really want to get y'all advice on it because I was kind of torn. So check this out. One of my good friends came to me with a situation that happened to him on New Year's, right? He's been in a relationship for about 6 years with his lady. And on New Year's, they went their separate ways, right? So she went to the club with her girls. He went to the club with the guys. The next morning at breakfast, obviously, you're talking about your night, you're talking about how your New Year went, yada, yada, yada. So she mentioned that she didn't have to pay for much because a gentleman paid for her drinks. The conversation literally went 0 to 100. This is what he told me, went 0 to 100, y'all, because he mentioned that if he would have bought a woman some drinks, he would be in the wrong. So I got to ask y'all, I got to get the advice. He asked me, he says, is it acceptable for her to accept drinks from men? So my question that I'm going to ask y'all, y'all got to help me out. What do y'all think?
What's your response? What are y'all responses to this one? Bolo, I know we really want to care about what the people say, but we got to give our little two cents on this as well. So real quick, man, it's funny you bring this up, the scenario. I have a couple of homegirls out here in LA. I ain't gonna say no names, but I got a couple of homegirls out in LA, here in LA where they've kind of like talked to me about this. Like, hey, yeah, like, yeah, I got a dude, I got a boyfriend, whatever, I got a fiance, whatever the case may be. But he understands that when I go out with the homegirls, you know, we looking good, we dressing good, whatever, whatever. There's men who's gonna want to buy us drink. And I told him straight up that, hey, I'm going to accept it because I'm saving money. I'm saving us money. And it's been cases where though some men are okay with that because the woman has told him straight up that this is what's how's gonna go down. He ain't about to get my number. He ain't about to do nothing. It's just some innocent little, you know, maybe some innocent little flirting just to keep them like thinking shit is sweet, get the drinks, and then the girls go do their own thing. They go to their own section. They got their drinks and they're good. Me, on the other hand, though, I'm not having that shit. That's not what I'm doing. I also would say this. I think if you marry, it's different than if it's just like your girlfriend. I believe like you got that thing on your finger. I think it's disrespectful for another man to approach that woman, that married woman, that woman who's committed to her husband. You walk up, see that ring on her finger, and you want to offer her a drink. Because my question is always to the men, what are your intentions? Why are you buying them a drink? Are you buying a drink just because you just got a lot of money and you just in a good mood? Well, if that's the case, get on the fucking DJ mic and tell everybody that drinks are on me. Don't go up here to my woman.
That specific person to drink. You talk to me. Everybody drink.
Everybody. Now we cool. Now we got something going, big money. But when you go to my woman specifically, what are your intentions? You're giving them a drink thinking that's going to lead to you getting their number, lead to you dancing with them, and lead to you going home. Not with my woman, not with my wife. So I think when you marry, especially, it's a hell no. If it's your girlfriend, for me, it's still a no, but I think it's a little bit more wiggle room because, like, if you ain't married, like, we grown now. If you ain't married, like, we together, but we ain't together together. Like, we ain't, you haven't, as the man, you ain't fully tied that in and make that full commitment. So from a woman's perspective, it's like, why am I going to spend my money and miss out on opportunities to meet people, get some free drinks, etc., when you ain't even took that bending knee to even fully commit to me? I'm fully committed to you and your ass and your feelings, and you ain't fully committed to me. So that's my 2 cents. Probably more like 10 cents, but that's what
I think it comes back to a respect thing. Like, married or not, I think it's a respect thing. But from a guy's point, though, I think with a guy, everything is intentional. You know what I'm saying? So maybe not right now, you know, me offering this lady a drink, maybe not right now, it doesn't mean anything, but it's a means for me to walk through the door, though. You know what I'm saying? It's a means to conversation. It's a means for me to continue to, you know, pursue whatever I'm trying to pursue. And I think married or not, like, a lot of guys really don't give a fuck. Like, if they look good, like, they gonna press the issue. You know what I'm saying? Like, just like in high school, college, whatever. Yeah. You walk down the street, like, hey, what's up, shorty? You got a man? Yeah, I got a man. Whatever. Shit, can I be your friend? He don't let you have no friends. Like, that'd be the quickest line a motherfucker to say is like, damn, you can't have no friends. Like, they don't really care. You know what I'm saying? But I think it is disrespectful, though. I think it's disrespectful. I get you saving money. I get, you know, maybe it's a nice gesture, but, you know, the double standard in it is like, hey, if I'm at the club, woo, like, I'm doing my thing, and I'm like, shit, this is a nice looking woman or a nice group of women right here. Shit, I'm a go ahead and get them a bottle or buy them a couple drinks. You know?
Yeah.
Hey, how is my lady receiving that? You know what I'm saying? I think it's just a tough situation, but I do know that women go into clubs and get free drinks all the time. And, you know, sometimes it's inevitable, but at the same time, I'm like, That shit ain't cool, though. Shit ain't cool, man. So I this is one of those situations where I really am excited to see how a woman responds to it, just because, you know, guys ain't really going in there in that bitch and getting them for free. Like, girls can go, you know, you got a pretty face, nice body. You're going to go in there and pretty much get anything you want and, you know, probably not have to spend, you know, a dollar in that bitch. But I really do think a lot of shit is intentional, though.
Yeah.
From a man's perspective. So a motherfucker told me back in the day, if you make them smile, you got them. So for me, it's like, bro, if you accept that drink, from their end, they got you.
Yeah.
Even if they don't pursue you, they know that, like, since you accept my drink, then you're going to accept this conversation that we about to have because I bought you a drink.
Yeah.
Exactly. Even in the slightest, you know what I'm saying? It ain't got to be a real in-depth conversation. But since I bought you a drink, though, the common courtesy side of the things is for you to at least talk to me for a little bit.
Yeah, just like at least a couple minutes. That's real, bro. And people say, women, man, they say, man, they love a man and make him laugh, make him smile, man. It might be a dude don't even look that good to him, but they just make him feel good inside, make him happy. They appreciate that. And now they're going to talk to you. So, nah, that's real. I can't wait to hear from the Porch family. And definitely the ladies of the Porch. I need the ladies of the Porch to comment. I want to hear from y'all. Gotta comment below.
Let us know what you think, man.
Let us know. Do you got another one, Bolo, or do we got, or are we one and done today? That was a real good one. I didn't know if you had another one.
I think it's 2024. I think it's only right we pop up with a banger, y'all. And like I said, it's 2024. So, you know, I'm that cool, casual, nonchalant type of guy. I'm going to be real, real like in the middle. Like, I ain't going to be too swaying towards the guy's side, too sway towards the women's side. I always keep it balanced and even, right? So one of my homies hit me up, right? And he was like, man, you know what? You know, I make a lot of money, man. And he was like, I find myself always going on dates, paying everything and paying for nails, hair, all this stuff like that. And, you know, only thing I really get is sex. You know what I'm saying? I really want to be, you know, in a situation where people are nurturing and taking care of me too. He said, I'm at the point where I'm done dating women that make minimum wage.
Ooh-wee.
So I got to ask you, Porch family, what's your thoughts about a man saying I'm done dating women that make minimum wage?
Preach, my brother. Damn. Preaching. I am not dating no woman who ain't making no money. I agree 1,000%. Obviously, we both married men, so we're speaking hypothetical, but I'm gonna be real with you. My wife paid. I'm sorry to say. Hey, I'm talking my shit today.
My wife make money.
We good. Like, we bred it. If something happened, if I fall off, we still good, is what I'm trying to say right now.
And, for me, you know, even in my household, like, that's what I consider as almost being equally yoked as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, at the end of the day, I know if I fall short or whatever, like, she gonna pick up the slack, you know?
Yep.
Like, people say all the time, it ain't always gotta be 100-0 or 50-50. It can be 60-40, 30-70, but it don't matter what the ratio is for the man or woman. Mm-hmm. Just know that if I fall short on that 30, I know she gonna cover that 70. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just how it always gotta play out. So to have somebody that you can rely on like that, I think it allows you to do more, and it's almost like almost another safety net for you too when it comes to trying to accomplish certain stuff.
And I'm glad your boy brought up too. He's like, listen, I want more than just sex. I can get sex from any woman in the world. Just being real, like, that's whatever. Anybody can offer that. What more are you offering? And it's like, just like a woman want to be like, they want their hair done, their nails done, their toes done. Sometimes a man want you to pay for their haircut. Not because I can't do it. It's just the thought that you're doing it. You know what I'm saying? Men get their manicures and stuff too. Hey, it's a spot out here in LA where you get a glass of whiskey and you got women who do a clean manicure and pedicure.
Yeah.
Take care of me. I like a nice back massage at the spa. Like, it's 2024. We're gonna keep saying that all episode long. We gotta change the narrative. All that macho man shit. Fuck all that. I'm trying to relax. I want my shoulders massaged and relax. Take care of that for me. And a lot of stuff in this world, you need money for. It is what it is. I'm not saying money's the most important. It's love, it's family, we know all that. But on this earth, you need some bread. And we too damn grown for you be walking around here broke. I'm sorry. We 30 plus years old. I might be 30 in about 10 days. My birthday. I might be
big dog years. Shit. Big 30. Steph Curry year.
I'm taking all shots
Steph Curry
this year.
With the shot.
And I'm like, doing that. No, look, I'm turning around because I know no motherfuckers are switching. So that's my mindset this
year. You know what I'm saying?
I can't be with nobody who ain't. Because to me, if you 30 some years old and you minimum wage in today's age, in today's world, back in the days, you might have a little bit more leeway. In today's age, today's world, bro, so many opportunities to make money, so many opportunities to like hustle, figure it out, get another job. Uber, it's just so many, it's too many routes, too many opportunities. Like, you can make some bread. There's no way I'm out here, busting my ass doing all this and that to take care of both of us, and you only bring him seven. What's minimum wage now? $8.25 or something?
Yeah, and I guess and I get minimum wage is low, but you know, we just talking about.
You mean just low bread, like,
yeah, lower income, whatever where it is. You know, maybe you asking for more than what you actually bringing in, type of thing. Like that's the big emphasis we gonna put on it. And also too, like living in the world now, you know, with social media, and you know, I think we're at a point where a lot of women are entrepreneurs, a lot of women are doing a thing, a lot of women are very successful, making a lot of money. Like, shout out to y'all. But I feel like the world, or even our culture, has put like this independent woman in the box to where they only can just be independent and make their own money and just do things for themselves. I really think an independent woman can make a good partner. Like, just because you're an independent woman don't mean you can't make a great partner. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then you have the other spectrum of like the women who don't really do shit and they just, you know, are getting breaded and getting pampered and taken care of, you know, by the men. You know what I'm saying? So I really think we need to kind of bridge that gap a little bit, or at least what the naysayers are saying about, you know, the two.
I love it, man. I think that's a perfect segue to a video I posted on the porch, I think last week, where I kind of asked the people, do you still believe in roles within relationships? And the reason why I say I think that's a great segue, because you kind of mentioned connecting the independent woman to the woman who's like just not doing anything and just getting, you know, pampered all day. I think there's a combination of both that's like the perfect mesh, because one thing about the quote unquote pampered woman, a lot of times because they're getting spoiled and they know that they're so dependent on that man, they naturally are more of a caterer or more willing to just do stuff around the house or whatever the man may need, because they know they're dependent upon you. And then on the flip side, though, for the independent woman, like the benefits of them is that they are independent, which means that if you do hit a rough patch, you know, they got your back. Or even if you're not hitting a rough patch, you just know they got you. And you got a partner who can take stress off of you. And that's a huge thing as a man. Man, we stress out a lot about bills and taking care of the family and how we're going to do this, that, and the third. We may not always show it or say it, but trust me, every man out there who's a grown man, take care of business, they got some internal stress. And when you have an independent woman who can help relieve some of that, whether it's financially, emotionally, et cetera, that's a great feeling. But on the negative side, some of those independent women, sometimes they're so independent that they're not catering enough, or they don't want to cook and clean and do that stuff. You know what I'm saying? And then going back, the woman who don't do nothing, they don't do nothing. Like, they don't even, like, they can't cook, they can't clean, they can't wipe their ass, they don't know how to do anything. So finding that balance between the two, I think, is critical. And that's why I go back to the question of do you believe in roles and relationships? Because I, to this day, call me old school, call me whatever. Listen, I truly believe that roles are very important in relationships. It doesn't mean that a woman should only do this, a man should only do that. But I do think that both people in a relationship has their own like specialty. You know what I'm saying? Like,
correct.
Me as a football player, I was a defensive tackle, defensive lineman. My actual job as a three technique was to stay in the B gap. If it's a base defense, I'm talking sports, and I'm connecting sports to real life. Stay in the B gap. That's my job. But on occasions, I might have to swing to the C gap. I might have to drop back and play like a middle linebacker. I might have to, like, there's different things that I might have to do on occasion that is not my normal job, but I'm doing that for the benefit of the team, for the benefit of the couple, for the benefit of the relationship. Now, again, you always have each other's back. So, like, if the man is the primary cook, that means that his role is of that couple is of being the primary cook. But that don't mean a woman just never cooks,
Facts.
Or if the woman is the primary like person who keeps the house nice and tidy and clean, that don't mean the man just makes a mess and don't clean up after himself. You're a grown-ass man, clean up after yourself. And you should say, sometimes clean the house too. But again, there's certain things. I don't expect my woman, Bolo, to protect me physically. Like, when we out in the streets, we on a date night, I'm looking around. I'm making sure everything. I'm cool. I'm having a good time. But I'm peeping the scene, because I said vows to that woman and told her parents that I got her. So I got to make sure she's safe. It's not her job to keep me safe. If somebody breaks into this house right now, I'm not going to hide behind my wife. That's not my role. My role is to put my life on the line for my household. Okay. So to me, like, we're so new school, man, where, you know, everything has to be equal. Women and men are exactly the same. It's just not true. It's not true. I'm sorry. I'm not sexist. I'm not none of that. Just, we got to stop saying stupid shit online and just really thinking that it's true. It's we're not the same. I'm not saying men are better, women better. None of that. We're just not the same. We're different. And we should lean into our expertise and our skills in order to maximize the relationship, Bolo.
100%, bro. You hit it right on the head, bro. Like, being an expert in something, bro. Like, why not continue to own a process that you are great at? You know what I'm saying? Back to the analogy of you talking about football, you know, and for my listeners who don't know about football, like, if this guy has this one specific gap, but the B gap, but sometimes he has the C gap or maybe the A gap, how do you think he gets there? Somebody has to communicate that, right? Mm-hmm. For him to actually get that. So I think it comes back to communication in relationships, to where if somebody's the owner of a process and maybe that specific day or that specific week, they're not able to own that process, then the communication piece is for you to step in and fill that void. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's where it comes back to the balance and the equally yoke, right? It doesn't have to be, you know, 50-50 all the time, but it's like, hey, I'm here to pick up wherever you are lacking that, and vice versa. And, you know, in my household, and I think we still work through it as well, because like I said, it's not in my household, it's not a situation where, you know, I make all the money and she don't work. I think it'll be a whole different ballpark. Like, she works, I work, you know, it's equal, you know, at that same point. But in my household, there's processes that she owns and that she's an expert in. You know, if she is great at cooking, if she's great at washing clothes, and she doesn't want me to, you know, use the wrong detergent for the kids, or, you know, she likes folding the towels a specific way, or she wants the towels and stuff to be put in the closet a specific way, or the bed to be made a specific way, she owns that process and she's okay with that, then that's cool. Right. Yep. And if I'm like, hey, I don't want you touching the garbage can. Like, I'm taking all the trash out. Like, don't worry about that. I'm cutting the grass. I'm doing those things. Like, I appreciate and own those processes, so that way she don't have to worry about that. And it may be a situation where maybe I'm gone, or maybe, you know, I'm out of the house and the garbage overflows and she's going to step in, fill that void and take out the trash. That's what a partnership is about. You know, I think a lot of the times we want to create a divide between men and women on, you know, things that people should do and they shouldn't do. You know, at the end of the day, like you said, bro, like, there's always going to be a situation where men will have specific parts of the relationship that they'll own. Yep. There'll always be situations where there'll be specific parts of the relationship that women will own. And that's just that. That's just how life is. That's just the natural side of that. Just like you said, somebody come in my house right now, I'm not looking for my wife to protect us, right? I'm the man of the house. You know, that's my duty, to protect my family. You know what I'm saying? So those are things that's just a written law that just will never change. So at the end of the day, it does come down to communication. It does come down to, hey, if your pail is empty, you know, I'll make sure that I fill it with water. Mine's is empty, you'll fill mine's with water. But if we both have water in our pails, right, we'll continue to do whatever we do that we're good at to continue to make sure that our boat is flowing the way it should be.
I love it, bro. I think you said that perfectly. You know what I'm saying? Perfectly, man. So, like, listen, y'all, it's cool to have a role with y'all. That ain't a bad thing, y'all. So enough of it, though. I can rant on that all day. I want to move forward, though, bro. So there was a video, you know, me and you, we always send different videos throughout the week leading up to the show. And it was a video, I think, either you sent me or I sent you, where a man took out his lady and allowed her to bring some of her homegirls with her. And at the end, when the bill was ready, he thought he was just paying for his wife or his girl, whatever. And she was like, nah, you said my friends to come out here. You have to pay for all of us. And it was like 3-4 friends. So he paying for, you know, 5 people, including himself. You know what I'm saying? 5-6 people. I got to ask you, Bolo, man, in this situation, as a man, if you give your girl the green light to bring a couple of her lady friends, you know, with y'all to dinner or whatever, is it automatically your responsibility as a man to pay for you or pay for the woman and all of her friends? Or is this your responsibility to just pay for your woman? Like, which one is it?
Hey, man, I ain't married all in women.
Hey. I know that's right, brother.
Hey, look, excuse my language, but fuck them. They know where we was going. We going to the steak shop and we going to be spending $200-$300. Your meal going to cost $200-$300. You better bring your bread. Don't be coming with your hand out, getting full, and then when the bill come out, you are out here looking confused. Mm. Like, you know what you're getting yourself into. Like, I didn't marry you. Like, I'm not paying for you. You know what I'm saying? So I honestly put that on the wife. Like, don't put your man in that position, you know, to be going back and forth with women. And I'm real old school too, where I don't argue with women. Like, I don't have confrontation like with women in that type of capacity, bro. That's just I just don't believe that that is something that we, you know, should get into. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like his wife should just handle that situation. You know what I'm saying? And I get it. You know, if he like, yeah, babe, they can come too. Like, you know, tell them to pull up. Like, okay.
Right.
You know, if I feel like if he would have done it, hats off to him. Like, that was a great thing for you to do. But it's okay if you didn't do it, though. Right. Like, you're not obligated to do that.
Right. No, it makes perfect sense, bro. Listen, like, if I, first of all, me even giving you all the green light, like, to come to mess up our date, you know what I'm saying, be a part of our date, is already, like, I've done more than facts. Enough. So me spending any money, that's just super icing on the cake. You know super what I'm saying? Like, that should not, you should not pull up as the friend just expects me to pay for you. That's the problem, Bolo, man. I think with this generation, man, and our generation, we expect too much from other people. Like, I wasn't raised that way to expect anything. I really go in and expect the bare minimum from everybody. Even people I'm close with, expect the bare minimum and then let them surprise you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying, bro? Like, let them, you know, let them come through and pay for your entire meal and do this and that and invest in your company and do. But, like, don't go in with such high expectations, because at the end of the day, you're going to be let down. You know what I'm saying? So right. I think that's crazy in first place, man. But I'm sure the ladies going to disagree.
Let me ask you this, though. Okay, yeah. So obviously he went out, you know, with his wife and her friends. Mm-hmm. Obviously he was opposed to paying the bill for all of them. But let's switch the scenario a little bit. What if those girls were your mom and sister? Do you still pay? Or is it that same energy you're giving?
If those other two, so let's say it's my wife or my girl, whatever, mom and my little sister, my big sister, whatever. Well, that's different. That's my mama. That's those women, right, that you just listed. That's like the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. That's like when it comes to the women, that's the triple. That's the, you know what I mean? That's my mama, my sister. They can't.
That's
pay
what I'm
for
saying.
It. That's different.
100%.
Your homegirls, though, they ain't.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, friends, that's what I'm like. Okay. It would be justifiable if it was like a family member, you know what I'm saying? Like your sister or your mom. And I'm like, okay, like, damn, you kind of wrong for not, you know, inviting your mom out, not paying for it. Like, that's Bodine. But I'm like, your friends, like, blah. Right. Like, I don't talk to them. I ain't got no relationship with them. I don't give a fuck about them. Like, them your friends.
Right. I don't even fuck with Shorty right there. You know I don't.
Mama, all that goofy shit.
Right. Get that over there.
Yeah.
But nah, we definitely on the same page there, my brother. Did you see, hold on, real quick, side note, we ain't even talking about this. You see that video of Buddy jumped over the damn and tackled the judge?
What was he on? First off, the athleticism on that brother.
10 out of 10.
Got to take my hat off for the brother.
Is he D1? Was he D1?
Damn near is D1 for real.
I think the Eagles can use him right now. I know a few NFL teams who can use Buddy right now.
Like, he fucking around can be doing the high jump the way he jumped over that podium like that, bro.
He clearly didn't make no contact.
He ain't think twice, bro. But it was so silly how, like, they showed the picture afterwards. Buddy had a mask on. He had gloves on, just strapped up.
Like a wrestler.
Like, he did do some bogus shit. But I'm like, damn, they got a mask on that boy. Like, he about to bite a motherfucker. He probably did. I don't know. I'm like, why the fuck they put a mask on him like that for? Yeah, like a cage mask on.
He looked like him. He's like Hannibal Lecter. He looked like a motherfucker who might bite somebody, like Kane, from wrestling. Judge Judy said, you see, Judge Judy was like,
I would have shot him. They should have shot him. She better get her little square smoking ass out of here. A little Marlboro built.
What's that about, though? I know all the black people, we naturally get mad when you talk. So, but hold on, devil's advocate, though. You asked me a question on the last segment. Last question. What if that judge was your mama?
What if that judge was my mama? Bro, you got a fucking bailiff there. Bro, tackle that man. You know he not armed. You better do your fucking job. You ain't got to shoot that brother.
That's true.
Go get him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Buddy all like this and shit, punching on him like a little ass bitch. Like, bro, you better. I would have booed. I would have tackled his ass out the air.
What took him so long to get to him? That's weird.
What took him so long, bro?
Like, how he get to that point?
Bro, because what happens is motherfuckers be posted just knowing that shit ain't gonna happen. Ooh. Shit pop off, probably be stuck in mud. Stuck. Yep. Wasn't even trying to move, bro.
They be having some motherfucking they be having some
wrong people doing that
some
shit.
JUCO dudes back then. I'm just playing. Shout out to JUCO, man. I'm talking shit, man. Shout out to JB, man. I know everybody talking crazy.
Shit.
But nah, no dude, they don't be prepared, bro, at all. So
yeah, so buddy ass tweaking, because they didn't slap a couple more felonies on his shit. So whatever he did beforehand, it fuck that. Like you about to go to jail now, brother.
Nah, he definitely is, man. He definitely is.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Before we go, Bolo, man, we got to touch on, I got two more topics, but one that's major. It's been on all the social media streets, man, all the headlines. Cat Williams, man, he came through and brought the hammer and the heat with him, man, on Club Shay Shay. Shout out to my brother, CJ Deer, Christian Deer, man, lead producer on Club Shay Shay. So got to shout out my brother. But yeah, Cat Williams, man, Shannon didn't have a chance to even, like, as soon as he said the intro, he got done, Cat just went in.
Hey, be honest with you, bro. That's probably the easiest bread Shay Shay ever going to make in his life, bro.
Ooh, man. This is like 30 million views, I think, right now.
Bro, 30 million views, bro, in like 4 days, bro. Shay Shay just introduced the man, sat back, bro, and drank his little drink, bro, and that was it. That's all he had to do.
Cat came there with a plan. He said, I'm calling out. He called out Cedric the Entertainer, Steve Harvey, Ludacris, Kevin Hart, Chris Tucker. I'm missing people. I'm trying to
Faison Love.
He Ludacris lit him up. Like he was going in, Bolo.
He had a lot of people. He had a lot of people on his hit list, bro. And it's so funny. I was watching a couple snippets of the Joe Budden's podcast. Shout out to Joe Budden's. He was like,
is it Budden or Buns?
Joe Budden's?
Is it Buns or Budden? Is it plural or is it singular?
Joe Budden.
I think it's Joe. I'm asking you.
Shit, I don't know. I say Joe Budden. Shit. pump it up, head ass.
All right, keep going. I'll fuck with you.
No, I mean, he made a good point. He was like, everybody felt the need to respond, right?
Yeah.
And also, too, the motherfuckers who responded, they necessarily didn't try to attack Cat Williams for the thing that they were saying. They were either right. A, trying to cover their story up or try to make some sense of it. Or they were just saying blessings or pray for that brother or blah, blah, blah. Like, I feel like if a motherfucker going at me, I'm going back at your neck. Like, if something is false, like, I'm letting it out. Like, fucking, what's his name? Ricky Smiley was crying and shit, doing all that extra shit. Like, Ludacris making a song and all that goofy shit. Like, boy, that shit is goofy. Like, blah, all that shit. Which means, like, you know, I think that shit... A lot of that shit that Cat Williams was saying, you know, was the truth, bro. And social media crazy because I've been seeing a lot of videos of Cat Williams having stand up and saying certain jokes, and then they going back to jokes that Steve Harvey said right after that, and he copying the same jokes.
Yeah,
like, motherfuckers are stealing jokes, bro. Like, I'm like, damn.
I saw a lot with Cedric the Entertainer, like some real, like, direct, exact jokes. Not even from Cat, but like from other cats, like other dudes, or whatever. I'm like, it's an interesting thing. Cat Williams, I agree with you. I believe a lot of what he said probably was true because he just been in the game for so long.
A long time.
He knows so much, so many stories. He's always been a comic who, even you think back at one of his probably his best stand up of all time with Pip Chronicles. He was talking about. You know, he was at a Hollywood party and opened the door and saw Mr. Ogilvy or whatever in the back room, like with another dude. Like we laughed and joked, but he was telling us that was a true story right there that he's bringing up. So he's always been knowing information and saying certain things. So I believe a lot of what he said, but I also believe some of it is just like his opinion, but he just says it so strongly that it comes off as like a fact. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I definitely think he added a little salt and pepper to his stories to give it a little bit of you know what I'm saying? A little bit more seasoning to his story. But, I mean, you're a comedian, though. You know what I mean? So delivery is everything. And I think he did a hell of a job with selling what he, you know, what he was pushing. You know, because, you know, he got 30, 35 plus million people who already viewed a 3-hour interview.
Yes.
It wasn't just no short interview. It wasn't no snippets. It was a long interview where I fell asleep on it and had to finish watching it the next day type
me
shit.
Me and the wife watched like 2.5 of it, like just straight. Like, yeah. It was just going in. So like, nah, shout out to Kat. I think this is the best time. Kat, you listed right now, brother, and I don't need to tell you, make more money than me, so I don't need to tell you this, but take advantage of all this attention right now. Drop some shirts or something. Drop a new comic. Something. Drop something now. Because the streets is calling. The algorithm working in your favor.
He's so dangerous. He going on tour with Kevin Hart, XY.
Oh, Tori Hart. Like, I saw that. He like, what that mean?
It. You know what I'm saying? But man, shout out to Cat Williams too. Cause you know, I did hear like he do a lot of philanthropic stuff as well. He do a lot of giving, you know what I mean? And it'll be a lot of times you see a lot of these rich folk out here doing it for the views and making sure people see it. And you don't see a lot of shit from Cat Williams. You just hear people say it. So I'm like, that almost holds more weight than anything because it's like he doing it for the right reasons. He ain't doing it to be seen. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So that was cool. That Boosie shit was cool too. When Boosie said he had got out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Cat Williams invited him to a show, slid him 15 racks to get back on his feet. Like, that's just some real nigga shit. So, yeah. You know, I definitely think Cat a different dude, but I think he means well, bro, and shit, you know. And he kept talking about God, bro. You know what I'm saying? Which brought things full circle. I'm like, man, he on to something. So
yeah. My only thing is like the before we transition is like he called out so many people. I'm like, damn, like, you fuck with anybody? Like, is any comedy, is any dude cool? I mean, I know he likes Chappelle. He like, you know, Mike Epps, you know, Wanda Sykes, some of the women. But like, I saw he caught all like so many people in the industry. I'm like, damn, Cedric like that? I'm like, Steve like that? I'm like, these people who I grew up like.
He showed love to DL Hughley too, though.
He did show love to DL. He said, yeah.
He showed love to DL.
It makes sense too, because DL, he's kind of like, you follow him on Instagram or his page, social media, he's a guy that like stands on his beliefs and he's not scared to speak up about certain things. So kind of similar vibe, you know what I'm saying?
And before we transition to like, you know, obviously this money shit, y'all, this money shit dangerous, man. This money shit turn people into monsters, bro. Turn people into people who they ain't. Like Steve Harvey, they brung up a snippet when Monique was talking and stuff. And she just wanted people at one point in time to just have her back, you know, other people in the industry. And, you know, he turned around and said, like, you know, it's about the money. Like, I ain't nothing going to, you know, stop me from, you know, getting this money. It's about the dollar, whatever, whatever. And Monique was like, it's about the integrity side of things. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And, you know, after hearing that about Steve Harvey, bro, it's just like, you know, a lot of people chasing the dollar. And you know, who am I to, you know, say something different? You know, when people, you know, they got Steve Harvey worth about $200 million, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, I mean, is it worth it though? Because shit is really coming to the forefront now. Like motherfuckers is starting to get exposed now. Darkness is coming to light in a lot of different capacities, bro. And it's like,
man, that's true.
You better call out those demons while you can, brother. Because once you get exiled, bro, that money ain't gonna mean nothing.
Ooh-wee. But look, getting deep right now on the porch. Come on, I like bro. That. That's real. That's real. That's real, man. So. Nice. Nah, I love it, bro. I told you earlier at the top of the show that we was going to come back to one more sports topic before we end it, man. Obviously, you are our Chicago native, man, through and through. Chicago Bears fan. Y'all missed the playoffs, but y'all did end this season, you know, pretty well,
four
man.
And two. We went 4-2 the last six games. We went 4-2.
Looked so good.
That's how we ended, yeah.
And I know you were a Justin Fields fan. I actually am as well, man. You know, he had so many highs and lows again this season. It's times during the year where you look at him, you're like, man, this guy, he looks like really bad. You know what I'm saying? But then he ends the season, and you're like, man, this guy, you put the right piece around, you give him time, the right system. This guy can be a legit quarterback. Now the main topic of discussion right now going on in sports media, one of the main topics is, what should the Chicago Bears do? You guys have the number one overall pick, and I believe the number 9 pick. I'll have to go double check to make sure, but I know you got number one pick. And Caleb Williams is the hottest thing out right now. Everyone's saying this guy is the next Patrick Mahomes. He's a lock. You'd be crazy to not draft him. You, as a Chicago Bears fan, man, what should the Bears do? What do you want your Bears to do? You want them to stay and rock with Justin Fields and use those picks to get like a Marvin Harrison Jr. and get some other weapons around them to really solidify that offense? Or you think it's a no-brainer, man. Hey, Justin Fields, we appreciate you. It's time to move on and go to Caleb Williams' route.
Bro, so I got two sides. I got what I know the Bears will do, and I got my thought on what I think the Bears should do. So the Bears, for me, bro, Bears is like that toxic girlfriend or that toxic individual, right? Where like, okay, you're attractive because you got a little bit of money, right? So I'm going to date you, right? You're going to pursue me. I'm going to date you because you got a little bit of money, right? Mm-hmm, but all the while, right, you know, speaking in the Bears tense, right, you know that, hey, like, I'm toxic. I'm bad. So if you come in and make me a better person, great. But if you don't make me a better person, I just got to move on and find me another boo. You know what I'm saying? So that's just how the Bears are. The Bears, since 2012, had 14 different quarterbacks underneath the center, right? So what my thought is from this point, Justin Fields is no different. They're going to do away with Justin Fields and go ahead and grab somebody else. It's just like that toxic relationship where they toxic, right? They're going to put that toxicity out there, you know, make it seem like maybe he's the problem, but all the while the Bears are the problem. And then they just going to go ahead and grab another boo. And then that same cycle is going to continue to happen and continue to happen. Well, all the while where Justin Fields is going to realize to himself, he may even realize it now that, hey, I was thinking I was a problem, but I'm not the problem. You the problem.
It ain't me, it's you.
It's not me, it's you this whole time. That manipulative behavior is what the Bears have been doing, bro, to quarterbacks since 2013, bro. And in that organization, that has always been. It's been toxic, bro. They let that black head coach go. Went 10-4, I think, at the time, bro. Took these guys to the Super Bowl, and they ain't had a winning season since. You know what I'm saying? So now they toxic. Now they in situations where, you know, they can't get themselves out of, and now they just bringing these young quarterbacks into the situation and trying to fuck up their career. Mitch Trubisky, Justin Fields. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. Like, this is going to be an ever cycle. Like, I don't think Caleb Williams will get to the Bears and change the narrative. I think it's going to be the same cycle. I'm not saying that Caleb Williams and Justin Fields, like, who's the better quarterback, blah, blah, blah. I don't think that matters. I think you can grab the best quarterback out of the draft. I think you're just going to run into the same issues. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's going to run for his life just like Justin Fields ran for his life. There wasn't no offensive identity. There probably won't be no offensive identity with Caleb Williams either. Mm-hmm. But what I think the Bears will do, though, right, to answer the question, though, I think they'll go with Caleb Williams. And yep. Then I'm going to go ahead and say that the Justin Fields is going to get picked up by the Atlanta Falcons. He's going to go play in his hometown, and he's gonna be a good quarterback for him.
Ooh, man, drop the mic, man. I'm gonna add the clapping sound effect to this point right here. That was a hell of a take, hell of an analogy. The black head coach you were referring to was Lovie Smith.
Yes,
you know, Lovie. That was the first time in Super Bowl history that two black head coaches have faced each other, and Tony Dungy and Lovie Smith. And you're right, though, man. It's not really the quarterback problem in Chicago. It's the Bears foundation. Never really had a quarterback, really. Now that I really look back, that's always been like y'all issue, just the quarterback position.
Jay Cutler, bro, was a quarterback. He was decent.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Talented.
Super talented, you're right. And that's the guy who took us to where we needed to be. You know, think about the evolution of the game now.
Well, it was Rex Grossman who was
Super Bowl winner. Rex was. And then we had Orton. Orton was our quarterback for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So we had a lot of different quarterbacks, but like the evolution of the game, you would think. You know, now that we're getting like a Mitch Trubisky, right? I thought Mitch Trubisky was a decent quarterback to where he should have been able to work. You know what I'm saying? Pretty good quarterback. Justin Fields, no brainer. Right. No fucking brainer. He should have been in there playing for the Ohio State, playing in those big time games, bro. His game should have translated properly to the NFL. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get there are certain situations where maybe he misplays downfield and things like that. But from a development standpoint, from a you know, creating an offense around your quarterback to allow him to utilize his strengths. Like, they lack at that real bad, man. You know what I'm saying? And I think this is an offensive league. Like, if you can't really get shit going on offense, defense is just one of those things where bend but don't break, but you eventually gonna break if you ain't got no offensive movement. You know what I'm saying?
Mic drop right there, brother. Mic drop, man. So,
but in summation, though, I hope they keep Justin Fields, though. Right. But this is what I think the Bears will do. Just because traditionally they have always, you know, pimped motherfuckers out. And then when they're done with them, they get rid of them.
Yeah, man. And that's probably the safe decision from a higher up standpoint. Like, if you stay with Justin Fields and Caleb Williams goes somewhere else and he's anywhere near as great as everyone is claiming him to be, and Justin Fields doesn't improve like to that level and really improve the franchise, everybody fired. You know what I'm saying? If you go with Caleb Williams, even if Caleb struggles in his first year or two, it still buys you time. You know, man, because no one's going to look at you crazy if you drive the Caleb Williams, because everybody's saying you should do that. Everybody named mama saying that. So it's like, all right, cool. But if you go another route and you stay with your quarterback over Caleb Williams, because now it's gonna be like you passed up an opportunity to get Patrick Mahomes because he was in the same draft as Trubisky. People forget about that. Now you pass him on the opportunity. Last year, you passed him on opportunity to get CJ Stroud, you know, because you already had Justin, but you could have got Bryce, you could have got CJ, pass that up. Now, this year, they would say you passed up on Caleb, Penix Jr., Drake May. It's a loaded quarterback class. So,
loaded quarterback class.
I think they're going to go the route of going with Caleb Williams just to protect their jobs and kind of save face. So,
yeah, I'm not fucking with Eberflus, man. I think they get Caleb Williams. They'll probably get a receiver. I mean, who knows? We'll see. But you still got to get somebody to block for him. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no matter who it is.
Caleb Williams is definitely a great athlete. I think analysts in the world put a lot of pressure on that kid to be something that I don't think he will be in the league. I think in the league, you got to be more than just an athletic quarterback. Like, you got to command the room. You got to command the locker room. You got to be a leader. You got to show humility, like things like that. And the last couple games that I've seen from him, bro, just kind of shows the kid in him. He didn't really show his maturity, bro. And I think that shit really is going to play a big part in his success, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Good point. So many intangibles, bro, that goes into being a football player that you can't read, you can't see on the stat sheet. So I love it, man. But one thing you can't see on the stat sheet, man, is that the porch is popping, man. 2024 is our year. All about growth, all about elevation, man. All about raw simplicity. And matter of fact, make sure y'all go order your raw simplicity smell goods, man. It's right there at the top of our page. It's in our link tree, man. Support the porch. Get your exclusive porch cologne. And, man, hey, I'm excited for the year, Bolo, man. It's the first of many. We're going to have some very exciting guests. We already got a few lined up this month. And, yeah, man, that's all I got. And make sure y'all hit that like button. Y'all subscribe. If you ain't subscribed yet, share this with your friends. Drop it in the group chat. And share your ideas. If there's something you want to talk about, a topic you want us to discuss. Obviously, we got a brand new segment, What's Your Response? Please, if you listen to this, send in your different scenarios to us via DM. Or text if you got our numbers personally, email, however you want to do it. Send us your different scenarios and we will add it to the show for the segment. If you want a shout out, we'll shout you out as well. And I can't wait to hear them, Bolo.
Yes, sir. It's 2024, baby. And as always, we appreciate y'all, man. And just know, days change, but the message stays the same. Mm. Just make sure that the best you
is the best you. And we out. Peace.
Detaching the ones who keep acting attached, it's a leech. I am no pastor, but actually preaching. Look up these letters and actually reach. That was where it all began. Had to put in work every day, we got it in. We chased all our dreams and now they can't believe it. We make it look easy.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.